Hello and welcome to the Papa Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick. That was a little drawn out there.
It was a little different because I feel a little different. I feel a little good. I feel transformed, Nick. Do you know why I feel transformed, Nick? Do you know what's different? Do you know what's different now?
Like you can, on episodes. We can walk tall with our heads held high.
With our chests out or man boobs, whichever. Yep.
Because
tell me.
We're motherfucking Super Bowl champions.
Champions! We're the best around. No one's ever gonna take you to
Although I'm not gonna get into the Seahawks stuff. Now's not the time for that.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It was a low point in my life. But hey, at least I wasn't drinking heavily.
No.
There's that. There are worse things, right?
You came back.
I did.
In a moment that I thought I was never going to see in my life, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and I cried like a goddamn baby, and it was beautiful.
Yeah. It was such a... Gosh, like, it was sort of an exciting ending, but when I think about it, it really wasn't an exciting ending because, so, for those of you who didn't watch the Super Bowl, or even for those of you who did, this will jog your memory, all right, so there's, like, what, 10 seconds left, and the Patriots have the ball as one last deep ball to the end zone, right? Even if they had caught the ball and scored 7 points. If I remember correctly, they were down 9 or 10 points.
They won by 8.
No?
Had they caught the ball in the end zone, they would have gone for a conversion to tie the game.
So if they would have had to get the
2 point
conversion. But what I'm saying is basically, whether they had scored the touchdown or not, by the time the ball got to whoever was down there, I don't think they would have had the time.
Would they? Yeah. I don't know how you don't know this, sir. A touchdown on the last play of the game, you automatically kick the extra point to the 2-point conversion. It's an untimed
play. Yeah.
So it.
I keep forgetting about that.
It mattered.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what my reaction was watching it, because my wife recorded
the end of the game, right.
I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And she recorded the game and also me. And if you like watching me and hearing me as the ball's in the air on that play, if you go and watch the video of Kobe Bryant, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
I did the same goddamn thing as Kobe Bryant. Like, literally the same thing. And I'm like, that motherfucker stole my celebration.
Yeah.
But like the ball's in the air. He's like, no, no. And the ball's in the air. I'm like, no, no. I should grab his video and like do like a side by side.
Side by side.
Of the two of ours. That was. From getting married and the birth of our children, which I'm required to say by law because I'm married and have children.
Right.
Probably.
I don't want to be beaten to death. No. So, yeah, we'll say that. Yeah.
Probably one of the greatest, you know, moments in my life. Obviously, with my sports viewing life, I've seen the Phillies win the World Series.
Right.
But, you know, it was with the Eagles, it's different because they've never won one. And it's just like you've waited forever. And it's just like, holy fuck, man. Like,
and it wasn't even one of those things where the team has always been bad, so they've never gotten one. We've gone through so many different iterations of this team, you know, and even before you and I were born. you know, so many different versions of this team with so many different players and so many like Hall of Fame players and Hall of Fame worthy players. So many great players have played for the Eagles over the years, some of them all at the same time, and still they weren't able to do it until, what is it now, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 3 weeks? It was almost three weeks. With a backup quarterback who looked atrocious for the last 2 weeks of the season.
And I completely forgot that Alshon Jeffrey had a torn rotator cuff the entire season.
They never said it.
I thought they said he had a shoulder injury, but then they just sort of like shrugged it off. See what I did there?
I don't remember them talking about it. I just remember reading like this week. I was like, holy shit.
Right.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then we went to the Super Bowl parade. Did not see each other. You know, there's only 3 million people there.
I'm surprised that look, it was a complete accident that I ran into Alex, our buddy Alex Mustico. I can't even remember his Twitter handle anymore because he never uses it anymore. But now, yeah, like I'm walking around. I had been walking around since, oh gosh, like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
You texted me at 6:30 a picture outside the art museum. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude! I just woke up.
And there was already like a couple thousand people outside the art museum. And then it was a few hours later, it was like 8:30-ish. I saw he had posted a picture from his position. You know, he took a picture of the museum and he posted it on Facebook. And I'm like, all right, if I can try to find that spot, then maybe I'll find him. So I kept like, you know, referencing the picture, looking around. And then eventually I gave up and I was like, all right, I'm just going to try to get as close to the road as I can. Like as close to the parkway as I can. And, you know, I'm just cutting through people. I'm cutting through people. And then all of a sudden there's this, you know, gigantic Kelly Green fucking, I think it was a Carmichael jersey. Carmichael? I can't remember. And I look, I tap the person on the shoulder and say, excuse me. And it turns around as Alex. He's like, hey, buddy. So that was awesome.
That's hilarious. We got my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law rent at us a van, like a 15-passenger van. So we had a driver to take us down. We got there. We got picked up. We were supposed to leave, get picked up at 8. I couldn't get over there till 8:15, 8:20. Had to get Sophia on the bus. Got to go to Wawa to get the hoagie so I can carry him around. Load my backpack up with a 30-pack of Miller Lite.
Right.
And then, you know, go meet them over there. So it was like 8:30 when we left. We got down there 45 minutes. No problem. Like dropped us off
crazy.
Right next to the art museum. Like that was great. And it's like, all right, where do we want to go? And like my sister and my brother-in-law flew up from Florida. My brother drove up from Baltimore. So we're like, all right, well, let's try to meet up with them. My brother-in-law is like, hey, we're at like, well, we're by the Philadelphia, like the public library, the free library over on like 22nd and Vine, I think is where they were at. So I'm like, all right, well, there's like 12 of us. So maybe there's literally two of them. Maybe they should walk to us. Like that makes more sense, right? So we're in that. We make our way. We get in that under that giant baseball field that's behind the museum or in front of the museum, whatever. It's all muddy and it's nasty. And I'm like, this is a great spot. We can see the parade. There's a Jumbotron. It's perfect. And then Sarah's like, oh, well, they said there's tons of room, so let's just go to them. I'm like, why?
Wow.
So we made our way through the crowd. And it's like, we were at like 18th. So it's like four blocks, but it was four blocks through millions of people.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Drunk, smoking products.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
So we're on walking on the parkway. So it's like, that's like impossible to try to get through. Had we been smart, we would have gone a block up and like just gone around
and then cut over. Yeah.
But I mean, we eventually found them. I couldn't really see as the parade went by just because of how the sun was hitting. So it's like, I'm like trying to hold my phone up above the crowd to like get video and stuff. And I can't actually see who's on anything. which, yeah, you know, that part kind of sucked, whatever. But, you know, it ended up being really cool. Apparently, my boss was like a block away, like literally right. I probably walked past them. Another one of my coworkers was like somewhere in that crowd right where I was. I was like, yeah. Oh, that kid trying to climb the light pole. He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, did you hear someone yell, do it naked? It's like, oh, yeah. I was like, that was me. Nice. Like this like 20-year-old looking kid tries to climb a light pole, takes his shirt off. I'm like, dude, it's cold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he takes his shoes off and does it in his socks. I'm
why?
Like,
you're not going to get better grip.
No. And so we're booing him as he's like sliding down. I'm like, take your socks off, you dumb asshole. What are you doing? So like,
oh man,
that was cool. But like trying to find like places to go to the bathroom, cause I'm, you know, not doing porta potties, like F that.
Oh, come on. You gotta suck it up for some things.
Oh, no, that's why there are walls. And that's okay. Where everybody was right. Going to the bathroom. I've never peed on so many buildings in my life.
Dude, did you see the porta potty ratio?
Not enough.
So it was I saw the estimate. It was what, how many porta potties were going to be there versus the estimated number of people. So it was estimated 3 million people, and if it was 3 million people, it would end up being one porta potty for every 3,250 people. Like, that's insane. Like, because there's, you know, a porta potty can only hold so much.
Yeah.
Then you have to empty it, and there's no fucking way you're getting the trucks in there to empty them and then haul it away and then come back basically 2 hours later to empty them again. Like,
no, cool. It was insane. Like, two of the guys we were with, like, as soon as we got there, they're like, oh, we got to go. I'm like, listen, I already peed on the art museum.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to porta potties and making us? We stood there for 40 minutes just waiting for two of the guys to go to the bathroom. And Sarah and her sister are like, we got to pee. And they're like, I'm not waiting in that. So they're wandering around trying to, like, find an alley or something on like, Vine. And we're like, well, I don't know where we're going to go. So we start making our way, and we pass this little building. I don't know what it was. There's people up on the roof, and you see people just like on the sides. There's like a piece of plywood up, and people are like sneaking behind there to pee. So I was like, all right, let's just, I was like, all right, I'm going to be a human wall so the girls can go in and pee. And there's two girls come up behind us, and they're waiting. And I'm like, there's three of us who are going to the bathroom right now. Like, you're going to wait. And the guys are on the roof like, you want a shot? And so like, these girls are like, yeah! And they're like, corner. We're going to pour it in your mouth. And the girls are like, yeah! And I'm like, I guess they're doing shots off the roof. Just don't get it on the fucking head.
Yeah, don't get it on the head. Don't get it on the jersey.
Yeah, but it's a little weird. Like, you know, you're making a human wall for your wife and your sister-in-law to pee. Meanwhile, there are creepy-ass dudes up on the roof that can look right down.
I'm posting this on Snapchat.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, I turn around, like, when I'm finishing, I'm like, oh, there's a girl's ass just staring me in the face.
Nice.
Just like, it's such a weird experience. Did you stay for like the speeches and all that, like the actual ceremony?
I did not stay for the speeches. So I was, I would say I was a car length and a half roundabouts, because I'm terrible at guesstimating feet and that sort of thing. I was about a car length and a half away from the parkway. And so clearly saw everybody on the buses. You know, I had my vlog camera with me. I was vlogging stuff and we were hanging out and drinking and that sort of thing. Which, by the way, he's probably never going to listen to this, but I just want to give a shout out. I think his name was Michael. I don't know. Some kid, not even a kid. He was a grown man. He was a grown man. But he was autistic. I can't remember what the name of the disease is that he has, but in any case, severely autistic man, late 30s. I think he was around 4'8".
Nice.
But if you measured him width ways, he was still 4'8". he was like a perfect ball of a human being. He was just a sphere of an autistic guy, and he was an absolute sweetheart. He was there with his cousins who take care of him, I guess. And at some point, he squeezed up into, or the both of them squeezed up into our group, and he was hugging everybody. He was giving high fives. He had already been drinking for like 3 hours, and he had two reusable shopping bags full, and I mean packed to the gills with Bud Light Lime. And I am not a fan of Bud Light Lime, but in the moment, just hanging out with that dude and everybody had good vibes, and I just wanted to keep my buzz going. He and I and a couple, you know, dozen people threw back those Bud Light Limes, and it was amazing. It was a magical part of my experience. But anyway, yeah, so pretty close, got to see everybody, and that was sort of my goal. Like at one point, like when I sent you that picture at 6:30 or whatever in the morning, they had a whole bunch more gates up than they eventually did when it came time for them to give the speeches and stuff like that. So like there were people who were super close.
Yeah, there were
sitting super close up on the steps, like right below where the podium was and stuff like that. That was not an available space to be when I was there at like 6:30 in the morning. So I took a couple of pictures and, you know, I'm looking around and I'm seeing that I can't get any closer than where I was. Even if I pushed through a couple of people and got the best space available. So I was like, well, I mean, if this is as close as I'm going to get, like, yeah, it would be awesome, but it was super, super muddy right in that section.
Oh yeah.
Like it was crazy muddy, and it was the farthest you could possibly fucking be from any of the bathrooms, from any of the porta potties at all. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go see them drive past, and I'm gonna holler at them. And if somebody hands me a beer can, I'll throw it to Jason Kelsey. So yeah, I figured I'd just find the best spot that I can and watch the parade go by and vlog it and wave at everybody and scream my face off and be a little drizzle and then get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And even though we left, like, it was like 2 seconds after the last bus went past, you know, just hundreds of people started making their way out of that section. And I think my car was 3 blocks away, and it took me like 45 minutes to get there, which all things considered made good time. But then it took, I want to say, an hour and a half to make the what is usually a 20-minute drive to get back onto 76 to get out of the city.
Yeah, we had a similar thing where we had to walk from 22nd and Vine back to next to the art museum to get the van.
Yeah.
And it took us 2 hours, and we didn't even, like, just 2 hours to get out of that vicinity. We're like, this is insane, but you know, expect it. So it's like we finally get moving, and like our driver like ended up like working us down like to Kelly Drive and taking us like down Ridge all the way. We ended up in Plymouth White Marsh and getting on the turnpike. I'm like, all right, I'm like, well, you know, just go straight to the Downingtown exit because that's where we're going.
Yeah.
Literally between the Downingtown exit and the last exit before it, there's a freaking accident that we didn't see. We didn't stop until after we were past the previous exit. So we sat for another 45 minutes, and I'm like, that's a 4.5 hour ride home.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was exhausting. It's like, all right, got to go pick up Sophia from my mom. Maddie's here with my father-in-law. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go get Sophia and get home. And dude, I was hungover that night.
Yeah.
Like 10 o'clock that night, I was hungover as hell.
I think I got lucky to the point where I drank slow enough over so many hours that I was able to maintain a buzz, and then I went through my hangover on the drive home. So by the time I made it home, I was already pretty much done being hungover. The weirdest part though about the way home, like the traffic was great. Everybody was moving, everything was cruising, everything was fine, no accidents or whatever. And but I had to pee so bad. Like, I was about to blow up in my car. I'm like, I'm thinking about, okay, I've got my my empty Monster can here, and you know, the opening is big enough, so I could probably do this. And I'm thinking about it, and then I come to the realization, oh wait, I'm on a crowded highway and I'm driving a stick shift automobile. I am not going to be able to drive a stick shift automobile and piss in this can safely at the same time. It's just not going to happen.
No way.
So I'm like, all right, I'm getting off at the next exit and I'm finding the closest gas station or whatever. Cause I was still in the city, right? I'm still in the city limits. And, where was it? Not Gwynedd. It was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was the exit for a part of town that I know because that's where my mom grew up. And we had visited there, you know, a couple of times, and most recently for like a couple of funerals and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, so if I can find my way into the center of this area, right, you know, take the exit, find the general area there, there's definitely going to be like a supermarket or something that I'm going to be able to stop at. Probably not a Wawa, but some sort of gas station or something. And I get down to the bottom of this exit and it's just fucking woods. It like, it just drops you off into the middle of this forest basically. And over top of you is this is 76 that is just a bridge then. So I'm all of a sudden on like this one lane road that was converted into two lanes, you know, and I pull off to the left and there's like, you know, a little weird stone bridge thing. And I'm like, you know what? This is perfect. I'm right off of the exit. I'm standing literally underneath 76. But you know, it's all trees and there's this little babbling brook here and it's about to be a babbling brook full of my urine. And I opened up the passenger door to, you know, shield any possible eyes driving down the road, which there were none. And yeah, just let loose, but it was very strange. I'm like, you know, I was just, you know, like an hour beforehand standing in the packed city and I'm still like buzzing. I'm still on that high of being surrounded by people and everything is not calm and everything is not okay. Like I, you know, and now I'm driving on the highway and it's, we're all moving, but we're all, you know, I'm surrounded by cars and everything's still like pretty intense and I'm still buzzing. And then all of a sudden I'm in the middle of the woods.
That's
just taking a piss and watching squirrels go by. And yeah. It was, I don't want to say I was tripping out on life.
Yeah.
But I was a little bit. Because, I mean, and like the main, I'm babbling a little bit. But that's because I think the main reason that I was having like sort of a trip is because among all of this stuff, I'm still coping with the realization that we're champions.
Yeah.
That has finally happened. That is like, I can't shake that. It still hits me every once in a while. I still get that emotion. Like I have my shirt now that says Super Bowl champions and it's got the Eagles logo in the middle and I'm getting my hat soon. It's in the mail. You know, it's official now. This is not, you know, I have not died and gone to heaven, clearly. It's just every once in a while, I'll just get in my car, I'll start my car, and I'll just scream out loud.
It's been quite an experience. I mean, you know, we could talk about it all day, honestly. It's been awesome. And like all I'm doing, like I'm reading every single story I can find about, you know, the Super Bowl and afterwards and all, you know, the little pieces done about players and the game and everything. And then I'm watching as many videos as I can from it because, you know, it's so awesome. Like Nick Foles going over and be like, Philly. And Peterson's like, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my God.
On that touchdown on fourth and goal.
It's so good.
Like I said, we could talk about it all day.
At some point, we'll probably just dedicate a whole episode to talking about the Super Bowl. But, you know.
And going off of that, what's funny, and, you know, this could obviously change by the time someone listens to this, but in that time,
right,
I don't remember the exact records, but the Flyers, I think, are like 7-0-1 or 6-0-1. They lost that game in a shootout,
right?
And the Sixers are 5-0. So it's like since the Super Bowl, the only loss by a Philadelphia team has been a shootout loss. Like that's ridiculous, and it's awesome. So,
yeah, it's pretty crazy. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of that NBA chatter about where LeBron James will go. And, you know, it really could be anywhere. It legit could be anywhere still, even at this point. But for some reason, it's starting to get talked about more and more that it's less of a rumor and more of people are actually talking about that he might come to Philadelphia, which I am not a Sixers fan, but it is really exciting to see the home team do well and the chance to have, you know, as much as I don't like some things about LeBron, I do respect the fact that he is an amazing player and that we already have some really solid players here in Philadelphia for the 76ers.
You're a Warriors fan.
And I am a Warriors fan. It's true. Steph baskets all day. Three-pointers. Dub Nation. Fuck off. It'd be really cool. It'd be really awesome to watch.
And I would not be opposed to it at all. Let's transition out of sports real quick since we're coming up on just a couple minutes left in the show. What are we going to talk about? All right, well, we're literally going to talk about the Super Bowl the entire time. So obviously our last episode, which we recorded too long ago just because of life, we did our first round of the Sitcom Dads Fight Club Tournament, which the results are in. So...
And turned out a little differently than I had hoped. I'll put it that
same.
Way.
So in this corner, in one semifinal, which I will do a poll for each semifinal, will be Dan Connor from Roseanne, who was the top vote getter.
Yeah, he got
Connor will be taking on Homer Simpson. Dan got 63%. Homer got 37% in that bracket.
And you know, you couldn't have asked for a better matchup.
I think it's a good one.
I think of all the guys in that particular poll with that section of guys, that is a pretty great a pretty great hookup.
And in a surprise in the other bracket, which featured Uncle Phil, Mike Brady, Al Bundy, and Hank Hill, we are going to have Al Bundy, who got 50% of the vote, and Hank Hill. So in each semifinal, we have a human versus a cartoon battling out for a chance to go to the finals.
You know, a lot more people are on the side of Hank Hill than I previously imagined. But that's probably because I never actually watched King of the Hill.
Yeah,
so.
And it's I'm surprised. Like Uncle Phil, I'm like Uncle Phil would beat them all, and he got 13%.
I would think so. Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed by that, but I'm gonna put up the semifinal poll right now. While we're talking, the semifinal polls.
Cool. Which you will be able to find on Twitter at PBDadcast. Cast your vote and give us a follow. Give us a shout. This, say, hey, what's up?
I'll give us a 7-day poll. Who you got?
Yep.
In the semifinal. All right.
And while you're doing that, I just want to interject here that I may be getting a new phone soon. You know, I love Apple. I have an iPhone 6S. And I have never had any of those issues that people talk about having where all of a sudden their phone is getting kind of fucked over because they want you to get the new one. Until now. All of a sudden last week, I tried to do an update and it screwed a whole bunch of things up. I had to do a factory reset and everything. Thankfully, I had everything backed up. But now it just tried to do another update and I have to keep it plugged in. But now it's just got the Apple logo in the middle of it and it just keeps vibrating over and over again. So now I don't know what to do.
That is a conundrum.
I am conundred. Or conundrumed. I don't know.
Right. Well, tweet has gone up.
Awesome.
Which I will link to in a... Sorry.
Waiting on, for sorry. It. No, that's cool. So, you know, I'm thinking about the Dan, was it Dan Connor? Connor or Connors?
Whatever.
I can never remember. The Dan Connors matchup with Homer Simpson. It is sort of a, I don't know. It's almost like a 50-50 thing. Like, I wonder what the Vegas odds would be on that if that was an actual fight that would happen. Because... You know, on the one side, you got Dan, who's just a big bear of a man. You know, he's got forearms like a submachine gun. It's crazy. But, you know, Homer, for how dumb he can be, is quite the rager. He can get a berserker rage going on. He's done that a couple of times. And he's extra squishy because he's a cartoon. So, you know, I wonder. It's like he can take a beating. I mean, they've crashed the car how many times? You know, in 20-some years of episodes, how many times has he fallen off a cliff, been run over by a car, beaten to half his life by a Yeti or something crazy like that? I mean, the man can take a beating and keep going, it seems like. So, although his primary opponent, hand-to-hand combat-wise... has been Bart, which you know
might not have a lot of practice.
Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry, I should have muted. Bless you. I'm dumb.
Yeah. All right. Well, now my phone is just stuck on the Apple logo, and now it's not doing anything at all. So, hey, I'm probably just gonna set fire to it because fuck it.
I think that brings us to a good ending point for the episode.
Yeah. Go and vote at PBDadcast on Twitter. It's Dan Connors versus Homer Simpson and Hank Hill
Al
versus
Bundy.
Who again? Al Bundy. The Bundmeister. I don't know. The Cumberbund. No, that's not a good one either. Okay, all right. Yeah, pretty good matchups, although I was, you know, like we said, I was hoping for Uncle Phil. But yeah, everybody go check that out. Cast your vote. Sitcom Dad's Fight Club. I'm interested to see how it
the
turns
final
out.
Shakeout for next week. It's a week long poll. So as we're recording next week, we should have a finals set. So
my prediction for the final, I think, is going to be an Al Bundy Dan Connors. I think
there's going to be one cartoon and one man.
You think? I don't know. I feel like Al Bundy will take Hank Hill. So then it would be Al Bundy and Homer Simpson. I don't know.
Because then it would be the two biggest asshole-ish dad characters in the poll together.
They are the two biggest dopes. Yeah.
So we'll see how it shakes out. Until next week, everybody, have a great week. And hey, Eagles fans, we won the fucking Super Bowl.
Champions, so, baby. Champions.
Peace out.
Later.